Japanese-born British singer-songwriter Rina Sawayama began her solo music career in 2013. 7 years later, she would release her debut studio album, titled Sawayama, on April 17, 2020. A deluxe version would follow on December 4th, which included two more singles, acoustic versions, remixes, and bonus tracks. One listen-through of this album will tell you that Rina aims to push the boundaries of the alternative genre label her album has been given. In an interview with Apple Music, she calls the album a deeply personal genre-fluid exploration. Being said to be influenced by 90s R&B and pop sounds, nu metal, and dance pop, each song on Sawayama is a unique experience. The album opens with Dynasty, a dramatic, bold piece complete with full strings and flowing vocals that intermingle with driving metal rock instrumentals. Upon my first listen, I started relating the sounds to other artists rather than genres, since each track had so many layers. Dynasty reminded me of Evanescence with a combination of graceful vocals and metal instrumentals. The metal influences are revisited in the track STFU, which plays with expectations by pairing chaotic metal beats with a calm, cool, and collected chorus. Just as the listener has adjusted to the sound of Dynasty, Sawayama shifts gears into the club pop world of XS and Comme des Garçons like the boys. The artists I related to these tracks were pop phenoms Dua Lipa and Britney Spears. XS offers a more familiar sound as it pulls influence from 90s pop and R&B, and Comme des Garçons plays off of this motif with a more funky dance pop production and driving synth bass. There's a recurring theme with many tracks in Sawayama that starts to show up in these tracks. This is the addition of unexpected sound effects in the background. They fit so seamlessly into each track that they almost act as Easter eggs for the listeners. Akasaka Sad shifts the influence to more of a Billie Eilish style, something that I would label moody electropop. However, it would not be out of place in a club alongside its predecessors. The unexpected production effects are still quite present in this track and pair well with the electronic feel. But just as quickly as we arrive to a new sound, we're jolted on a detour into what I can only describe as a sparkling electro bubblegum pop recount of Rina's childhood. Paradisin is just as surprising as it is fun to listen to. The childhood stories that make up the verses, coupled with an upbeat feel, saxophone solo, and key change up into the last chorus, make for a perfect storm of nostalgia and youthful enthusiasm. The next track quickly revisits the R&B influences from earlier in the album. Love Me For Me takes this theme to new heights as it incorporates sounds reminiscent of 90s boy bands into that existing R&B influence. Truly a funky and fun self-love anthem. Bad Friend and the subsequent interlude are next up, heralding a mood change into more emotional lyrics. While I would categorize Bad Friend as a pop ballad, the production on this track provides some interesting electronic influences similar to Zedd's production. Later in the album, Chosen Family brings back this theme with thumping bass and raw emotional lyrics, with a little bit of synth reminiscent of that used in Fireflies by L City sprinkled in. Who's Gonna Save You Now takes the reins to usher in an unadulterated pop-punk party. Not only is this track full of energy and fire, it's produced to sound live, complete with crowd cheers. In a time when live concerts and live recordings are on hold, this track provides a bit of that experience to listeners in the meantime. Tokyo Love Hotel brings us swiftly back into the land of pop influence with a main character song feel. Rina's vocals are embellished with sparkling production and sound effects in the background once again. Rounding out the original album is Snakeskin. This impressive closer features stunning vocals that use a Snake Charmer-esque melody to lead into the familiar club pop we have seen earlier in the album. This is paired with an EDM-style breakdown later in the track, which is then contrasted by a classical piano outro as a nod to the vocals in the beginning. Now, as we look at the tracks added on the deluxe album, there are four brand new tracks as well as several other remakes of songs that I mentioned previously. The four new tracks include two singles, Lucid and Love It If We Made It, and two bonus tracks, We Out Here and Bees and Honey. Lucid is the first single up, and it brings us back to the club pop and R&B influences that have been prevalent throughout the whole album and definitely reminds me of Ariana Grande's work. Following Lucid, Love It If We Made It plays with the pop influence as well, reflecting the sounds of Reputation-era Taylor Swift. It is a powerful stadium song that almost demands the volume be loud when listening to it. We Out Here showcases the club pop and R&B influences one last time, playing with electronic harmonization production and the 90s Britney Spears sound. Finally, Bees and Honey revisits the pop-punk themes with an edgy yet upbeat Avril Lavigne style. It makes for a carefree, wild, and fun ending to the album. The first song that I heard on this album was from Rina Sawayama as an artist was XS, when its music video was suggested to me on YouTube. I was intrigued by the way that the pop-punk sound that I was familiar with had almost been amped up by the surprising guitar riffs and use of unusual sound effects. Once I checked out the album, I was not disappointed to find that every song on the album was just as interesting and intelligently crafted as the first. If you are someone who enjoys many genres and songs that have layers to them, I highly recommend this album. Each song holds surprises that keep the listener engaged and interested while not being so chaotic or avant-garde that it lacks re-listening value. It is an all-in-all beautiful, diverse, and well-produced album. I look forward to seeing what Rina Sawayama releases next. My favorite tracks would have to be Dynasty, XS Paradisen, Tokyo Love Hotel, and Snakeskin, and I definitely would rate this a 10 out of 10.